This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. California's trying real hard to electrify just about everything in the fifth biggest economy in the world, or electrify as much as we can. Cars, of course, appliances, really, you name it. That kind of transformation, though, is not cheap. So last year, the legislature out here decided some people are going to pay more so that most people can pay less. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains.
Setting utility rates is a complicated business, says former California utility regulator Steve Weissman.
And yet the impacts of these things look very uncomplicated to the people who are bearing the burdens.
Especially true here in California, where the average investor-owned utility customer pays up to twice as much for each unit of power as the national average, which doesn't bode well for California's efforts to electrify everything.
In order to do that, you're going to be fighting against yourself if you keep raising the cost of each kilowatt hour.
California is trying to bring that cost down with a new approach, a flat fee tacked onto your utility bill based on income. The fee stays the same no matter how much a customer uses, but customers could end up paying less for each unit of electricity they consume under the new structure. James Salee is an associate professor at UC Berkeley.
If we just make the fixed charges low for low-income households, they can be net winners under this reform.
California's biggest investor-owned utility, PG&E, says top earners would pay around $92 extra per month. Low-income customers would pay as low as $15, and they would see a drop of about a fifth to their utility bills despite this tacked-on fee. But Loretta Lynch, former head of the California Public Utilities Commission, is skeptical.
I think it's really just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic of the excessive costs imposed on Californians.
She says the way Californians get their electricity needs a deeper look beyond this new fee. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.